All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is Will Pruitt from ProWrestling.net. I'm joined right now with Gabe Sapolsky of should we just go with WWNLive.com? I know your the Evolve and DGUSA stuff is available at DGUSA.tv. Gabe, what should I refer to you as from?
I guess WWN family now, because that kind of covers everything. I'm mainly involved with Evolve and the WWN Super Show. Of course, we're coming up WrestleMania weekend. We have the WWN Live Experience coming up March 26th to 28th at the Santa Clara Fairgrounds, just a few miles from all the WrestleMania activity. And WWNLive.com is the website from that. So I don't know. I wear a lot of hats, but thanks for having me on, Will. And I also want to thank everyone out there for listening. I appreciate you taking some time out of your day and giving us a listen. Hopefully, I'll have something good to say.
Hopefully this is some fun times for people on their commute or however they're listening. So tell me, WrestleMania weekend coming up, you mentioned being up in Santa Clara. How did you lock down a building so close to a WrestleMania? Everyone else, heck, even WWE is running in San Jose, which is a little bit away. You have the closest events to the actual WrestleMania stadium.
I'm just very fortunate to be surrounded by good people, and that's really what life is all about, is surrounding yourself with good people. I have a great partner in Sal Hamway. We've partnered up with Gabe Ramirez out there, who are there presenting the King of Indies, and they managed to be a little bit ahead of the curve and secure this building. So we're fortunate. The building actually is in San Jose. It's called the Santa Clara Fairgrounds, and it's right by all the WrestleMania activities, so you can come to our events and make a double or triple header out of it with whatever else you want to go to that weekend, everything else going on all over the place. We have seven live events as part of the WWN Live Experience. It all kicks off Thursday night, March 26th. We're unopposed against any wrestling. We have Evolve, a loaded show there. Drew Galloway versus PJ Black. Of course, that's Drew McIntyre versus Justin Gabriel for the WWE fans, but with a big difference in that those two guys are coming to be unleashed and showcase themselves at the best of their abilities. They're not being held back at all. PJ Black, who's Justin Gabriel, just had a great debut for us at Evolve about a week ago, and really showcased a lot of cool stuff. And Drew Galloway's been tearing it up for us. He's been the absolute man for us, and it's been a great story and a great thing to watch. Exactly what Drew Galloway has done for us, and how he's taken an opportunity and made an opportunity for himself. This is how it all came went down. Is basically Trent Beretta. He after Drew Galloway got released last summer, we had a show coming up in August in Florida, which is where Drew Galloway was. And Beretta contacted me and said, "Hey, Drew wants to wrestle me. Can we do it?" And I said, "Okay, it's a small show. He's not, well, if he wants to work out a deal and he wants to come in and wrestle you because it's local, that's fine. We'll do one shot and, put Beretta over and it'll be something different on one of our shows. And what's the worst that could happen?"
Yeah.
And then Trent got injured. And at that point, I thought Drew was actually going to pull out of the match because he made a nice deal with us and stuff. And instead, I talked to Drew for the first time, and he said the exact opposite. He goes, "Why am I only doing one show for you guys? I want a platform to show what I can do. I want you guys to put this promotion on my back, and I want to do the best that I can with it. I want to raise the profile of myself. I want to raise the profile of the promotion. I want to raise the profile of all the guys here. Like, just give me that opportunity." So we decided to put the belt on him, the Evolve title, on the first night. It was him and Chris Hero last August, and I figured, okay, best case scenario, let's see, this guy's going to be awesome, and we got something on our hands. Worst case scenario, we get a little buzz for the surprise title change, and then we just transitioned the belt to somebody else. We had someone in mind I'm not going to reveal, but we transitioned the belt to someone else in September. So, this is going to be a 1 month thing. So, but then what Drew did is, first of all, he came in and he worked his ass off in the ring and had great matches. And then outside of the ring, he took the belt everywhere. He took it on TV in the UK. He took it. He started insisting on this is all him. He really started insisting on defending it in other places.
Wow.
Yeah, and every picture I saw him in, he had the belt with him, and he was putting over Evolve in every single interview. And he really did literally take the company and put it on his back. and be everything that you could ask for a champion. And now that all was, you know, last August, it started as a one-shot deal, and here we are going into the biggest weekend of the year, and he's in important matches in the champion for us every night. Him and PJ Black for the title on that Thursday Evolve show. Then Friday afternoon, we're running Evolve, so it's a Friday afternoon show, so you can go to NXT or ROH or King of Indies at night and make a doubleheader out of it. And it's Drew Galloway against Ua Nation on that show, and that's a non-title.
What a match.
Yeah,
that's
so
tremendous.
Totally fresh, first-time match there. And then we have on the final show for that I'm booking, which is the WWN Super Show, which is Saturday afternoon. It's going to be Drew Galloway against the DGUSA champion, Johnny Gargano. And, of course, anybody who's been following us knows that Gargano has been the face of the company for years now. I mean, he's been the man for us. So if they both retain the titles throughout the weekend, that will be a title versus title match, and that's at the WWN Super Show on Saturday, March 28th. In the afternoon, so again, you can make that a doubleheader with other stuff if you want to. So all the information on those shows is at WWNLive.com, ticket and building info, DGUSA.TV, and you can pre-order all the live pay-per-views now and save $5. And of course, we do have the WWN Roku channel, so you can download that, you can watch it on that, and if you want to just go check it out, we have a lot of free content on there right now, including a Bryan Danielson versus Shingo match as part of our WWN Live preview on there. So I hope that's not too many plugs for you, but that's what we got going on right now.
No, it's nice to get them all out of the way up front and to kind of get the table set for what will be WrestleMania weekend. How many WrestleMania weekends is this for you now, Gabe? Not to, you know, give away your age or anything, but
I mean, it started 2006, and then we did with ROH, I did 2006, 2007, 2008, and then 2009 was off, and then we picked it back up with Dragon Gate USA on 2010, and then the whole thing just kind of really blew up. You know, we did the WrestleCon when it was in New York. And how many years ago? That was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, that was 29. So, yeah, that was two
years ago. Okay, and that took things to the next level. And then New Orleans was last year, and that's when we had the first WWN Live experience. And now we're back. And so the thing basically went from one show. Well, the first weekend was really when WrestleMania was at Madison Square Garden, where we just ran across the river. So it went from one show there, and then it blew up to where we were doing a triple shot, which we did in Chicago that year in 2006. We did Detroit, one show in Detroit and two shows in Chicago, and now it's blown up to where you have all these shows and everything, and us doing seven shows with the Evolve and WWN Live and King of Indies tournament featuring a lot of great California talent, and Kaiju Big Battle, which is, you know, wacky stuff, and of course the Shimmer All Women's show is also happening at the WWN Live experience. So it's just blown up into like this wrestling utopia weekend. It's been crazy to watch it really happen and be a part of it and be there every year. I mean, it's something you really just, you know, it gets the blood pumping. You get really psyched up for it.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful opportunity for everyone. You've got, of course, WrestleMania, a stadium full of wrestling fans coming to town, and it's an international attraction, so why not put other international attractions in there with these indie promotions? It's really exciting to have seen it built up over time. And I have to ask, how do you see now WWE is starting to get in on that action as well?
It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
really
yeah. I mean, they got that NXT show, which also is perfect time for us. It's 10 p.m. on that Friday night, so you can easily catch the Evolve show on that Friday afternoon, March 27th, and then have plenty of time to eat dinner and then go to the WWE NXT show that night. And yeah, I guess you'll pretty much see, I mean, a lot of the guys on that NXT show came through us.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot of the guys who, you'll be ahead of the curve there and see the guys that will probably be on NXT. But we got a great array of talent. I'm really proud of the talent roster we put together for the Evolve and WWN Super Show. I mean, you talk about Ricochet, who, you know, is on fire everywhere, and of course tearing it up at Lucha Underground. Brian Cage is coming to us from Lucha Underground. We got Chris Hero coming in, Drew Galloway, PJ Black, then the guys that have really made us, AR Fox, Johnny Gargano, Rick Swann, and Drew Gulak and Biff Busick, who are doing my favorite wrestling style right now. Tommy Yen coming in from Europe. I mean, it's really the premier athlete brand, Caleb Connolly coming in, SoCal Val's there managing him. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of talent that we have on these shows. So you can come see all those guys and then go to the NXT show. But yeah, I mean, the NXT roster is just insane right now. Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at the matches they put on, it's crazy. And now WWE is really like you know, trying to move in on the indie scene, really. I mean, that's what it seems like. But as far as like where we go, as far as like I think it's more of a threat to like things on like the TNA or ROH level than things like on the real pure indie level like us. So you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially as NXT tours more.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see where they go, if their events follow big conventions and follow WWE around, because I think easily they could put an indie event on Royal Rumble weekend, or put an NXT event on the Rumble weekend in town on SummerSlam weekend, and sell out like they did. It looks like they did this morning, sell out a 5,000 seat building. But you have to wonder how it does on a weekend where there's nothing in town, when there is no WWE show or anything else, if they continue that momentum, if it's a little downplayed. You mentioned some of the
there is they really have nothing to lose.
Yeah,
because they're paying all these guys weekly right now. So, you know, they're getting the same per week, whether they have a show or no show. And, you know, I mean, I looked at the buildings they ran in Ohio, and they, for WWE, you're not talking about very expensive buildings.
No.
So, you know, your expenses doing these shows, considering is the travel and the building, which for, you know, selling out 1,000 people or 1,500 or 2,000 is going to be profitable with the roster that they have there, and the fact that all those guys are paid weekly anyway. So
yeah.
They really have nothing to lose. What I'm real interested in is, like, you know, SummerSlam's coming up, and ROH just announced a show the day before in Brooklyn where SummerSlam is. So it'll be interesting to see if WWE counters that and, like, does something like Run the Hammerstein or something. If that happens, then to me it shows that they really are trying to take a shot, you know?
Yeah. The 10 o'clock timing on this show, I mean, it could just be when the building was convenient, and of course it's right after Access ends that night, but it does...
But they also announced a show too late to really affect anybody else's ticket sales. You know? I mean, it is head-to-head with ROH, but ROH tickets have been on sale for months.
They've been,
you know,
sold out for weeks.
Yeah, it's been sold out, so it's not really a shot at ROH at all there. It's just probably the timing that they could run a show. But like, if they start announcing these shows and kind of mirroring what the other promotions did, which is what they did in the territory days, then that's really something to keep an eye on. That'll be the tell right there.
And that'll be a depressing thing if WWE starts targeting the indies, because it seems unnecessary in a way. Do you see opportunities for Evolve to grow, for like Evolve and WWE to grow with NXT running more? Do you think there's kind of a light shining on the more athletic, the exciting talent, and people are going to say, where did they come from, and search you guys out?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a positive. I mean, I go back to this, to 1998, which I always do. Whenever everybody, you know, people say to me, oh, you're bitter at ROH, you want to go out of business. Oh, you want this company to go out of business and this. That's not the case at all. In 1998, now there can be, you know, competition and that kind of thing, but in 1998, ECW, WCW, and WWE all did their best business together. And for me, selling programs, like, that was my best year, you know, for ECW. And it was just crazy crowds everywhere. I mean, it was nuts. Then when ECW and WCW went out of business in the same year, everybody thought, oh, okay, and WWE, I'm sure, thought, all these fans are going to flock over to us, and we're going to be huge. And as we know, the business has never been the same since WCW and ECW went out of business. The fans left. You know, some fans filtered over, but the majority of fans just left and stopped watching. And if something like NXT or gets hot and gets people interested in wrestling again, then it can trickle down. And if NXT and ROH and us and CZW and Chikara and PWG and all the other indies out there are all interesting and hot at the same time, I guarantee you we all do better together. If something like ROH goes out of business, it's not like those fans are going to start flocking over to us or anywhere else. A lot of them are just going to stop watching wrestling. We're going to see it again. So the business is better if everyone's thriving together. So if NXT comes in, now I think WWE might target something. They might say, okay, well, ROH is talking to Spike TV. This is something we don't want to have happen. Then that could be detrimental right there. But if NXT gets hot and it starts getting people maybe used to going to smaller arenas and interested in seeing, oh, I want to see like more of the style that Adrian Neville's doing or Sami Zayn, where'd these guys come from? And then they find us. Or we also take things in a different direction, which is what we're doing right now with based around the wrestling that Timothy Thatcher and Biff Busick and Drew Gulak are doing, which is a modernized throwback style, a very realistic style that you're never going to see in WWE. And it's a very unique style to us right now. So you need to make yourself stand out. But at the same time, you need something to make all the fans interested and create some competition and get the fans wanting to and checking the internet every day to see who's going to do what next to try to get a step ahead. And that's what creates that excitement and builds business. And for us, you know, a big thing for us right now is WWNLive.com, having all our shows on iPay-per-view. We just finally got the Roku channel, the WWN Roku channel, and that's just a start for us. We're going on other platforms. We're in development for all that right now, and eventually we hope to have like a 24/7 type channel and everything. So we want we see that as a way to really get our product out there and help our growth, and that's the direction we're going in to grow right now.
And WWE is even helping you guys out in a way and getting people used to streaming content online, which
is a huge thing. You're 100% right about that. You know, nobody wants to see the WWE Network be more successful, you know, be successful more than me. if they get people used to streaming stuff online, that's only going to help us.
Yeah.
Now, what doesn't help us, I will say this, though, is when the price point is $10 for all those live events and all that content, and you're dealing, okay, this is a billion-dollar company, that's the Walmart, basically, and they can give away all that content for $10. For us, we're never going to be able to give away all our live shows every month for $10. It's just impossible. We're a mom-and-pop operation. We're the corner gourmet restaurant as opposed to McDonald's. McDonald's can serve a $1 hamburger. The corner gourmet restaurant can't and stay in business.
Yeah.
But what we can
I
do
I compare
is produce...
it to craft beer, like getting coffee that's been locally roasted and organically sourced. It's you're paying more, but you know you're getting a higher quality product.
Yeah, and it's up to us. I mean, the production's not going to be higher quality, but it's up to us to deliver a more interesting product, both with the in-ring action and the storytelling. And if we're able to do that, we'll be worth the extra money. It's not going to be a ton of extra money, but, no. You know, I feel that we can set ourselves apart that way.
Absolutely. What show are you most looking forward to of the seven you guys are running on WrestleMania weekend?
I mean, I'm booking three of them. I'm booking the two of all shows from the WWN Super Show. I am looking forward to just sitting back and watching the King of Indies tournament without any stress of running the show.
Yeah.
I hope I get to watch some of the Shimmer Show. I'll be busy with our show because we're following the Shimmer Show. The Shimmer Show is at noon on that Saturday, March 28th. But right now I'm in the process of doing the detail work on the booking of our two of all shows and the WWN Super Show. And I decided to really sit down and just kind of write them all out as one big show. So, they're all going to be very tied together, and, there's going to be a flow that will go from the opening match of the first show to the main event of the last show. So to me, our three shows that weekend are all kind of like one big, huge, awesome wrestling utopia super show.
That's awesome. I can say for me, the WWN Super Show, I'm planning on making it out to that one amongst all of the things happening at that same time, including the Hall of Fame, which, come on, you can watch the Hall of Fame on the network. You don't want to see a bunch of wrestling fans in their bad suits. Come watch some wrestling.
The big thing we have on that Super Show, too, as a unique attraction, we do have Austin Aries and Roderick Strong reuniting as Generation Next. for the first time in 10 years, which of course was a huge deal for me personally. I still say to this day, if that Generation Next angle didn't work in 2004, that we wouldn't have made it through with ROH. Like, ROH and myself would have been out of business in 2004. It was one of the key elements of our revival that year. So to me, it's personally special to have Austin Aries and Roderick Strong reuniting that show, and then they're taking on Ricochet and UA Nation in the tag match, and Ricochet and UA Nation are the guys who in the last couple of years did what Aries and Strong did 10 years ago. I mean, you're talking about two guys who went and became the top stars in Japan for Dragon Gate. They became our homegrown stars that really gave WWN and Evolve and DGUSA a unique identity, and they paved the way for the future for us. So it really is a clash of generations for me out of my career of guys who have done similar things and are all in peak form. So that's going to be it's most likely going to be the main event of the final show. So I always like the main event of the last show on WrestleMania weekend to be a match that I personally can just sit in the crowd and relax and watch, because it's over for me at that point.
Yeah.
The stress is over for me. So that's one that I really just on a personal level want to sit down and watch. And Aries, I consider a friend. I haven't worked with him in several years, so it's always great having him in. And Roderick Strong, I cannot say enough good things about Roderick Strong now. Of course, I've worked with him on and off for the last decade, and he was always a great wrestler. That was never in question. But he always lacked on the promos and character-wise. And all of a sudden this year, it finally clicked for him. Something just clicked for him. And now he is amazing on the mic. He did this mic work for us, and it's so fun and entertaining. And he's just discovered his character, and some people take longer than others, you know. And for Roderick Strong, everything finally clicked for him this year. And to me, he is one of the best all-around performers anywhere right now, when you combine this character that he's developed and his wrestling ability, which is now he's a freak athletically. He always has been just so gifted athletically, but he's also become a smarter worker, and he's a mature guy right now. So it's been a pleasure working with him. We've had this feud with him and Drew Galloway, and that's another example of that was supposed to be one match. It was supposed to be Drew Galloway and Roderick Strong in September, one match. The basic premise behind it is you got Drew Galloway, new to the indies, against Roderick Strong, the guy who's been the benchmark on the indies for the last 10 years. And, you know, let's give Drew a good match, you know, with Roddy and establish him. And then they had this, they brought so much intensity to that match in September at Evolve. And they had so much chemistry that halfway through the match, I was thinking to myself, I was like, this can't be a one-shot deal. This has to continue. And we called an audible at the end, and did an angle to further it right on the fly, which was fun doing stuff on the fly like that. And then they had a match in January in Florida for Evolve, where they tore the building apart, literally. We had to buy new doors for the building. They brawled out in the street. It was crazy. And then just a week ago, we did the steel cage match I don't know when this is airing, but it was March 8th in Long Island. They had this awesome steel cage match. Just really incredible use of the cage. Like they made great use of the gimmick in that and made the most out of it. And so that's another example of Drew Galloway taking something out of nothing and turning it into this huge thing, and Roderick Strong just being at the peak of his abilities. So having Roddy and Aries teaming up on the show against Ricochet and UA Nation at the WWN Super Show March 28th in the afternoon, that's really going to be a special thing for me. I'm really looking forward to it. And a unique attraction for the whole weekend for us.
And I know on that show also you have Timothy Thatcher versus Chris Hero. And you mentioned a few minutes ago the really unique style that guys like Thatcher and Gulak are working right now. And I had the opportunity about a year and a half ago to see Thatcher at a show. And I came back and was just writing, see this guy. He's amazing. His character work is great. The way that he's able to work a headlock like no one else. Like you watch the most basic, you know, what you'd consider just basic wrestling maneuvers, but you watch a guy like him just expertly apply them. The technique is off the charts. He works such an amazing style. It's It's a throwback in a way, but it's also like the new evolution of that throwback style that is really exciting.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a throwback, and it's a new evolution of the throwback.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Thatcher so awesome. Thatcher's a guy that would have broke out a couple of years ago, except he was kind of buried in Northern California,
Yeah, he's a
where,
West Coast guy, and that's tough.
yeah, you know, if you're not on PWG, you don't really get the internet press out there, even though there's a lot of good promotions and a lot of good promoters out there. Gabe Ramirez, to name one, who's doing the King Indies for us, and there's a lot of good wrestlers out there. It's just for whatever reason they don't get the internet hype. But we've been fortunate. We started Thatcher last year for us, a few months into the year, and you know, so I think he's about 6 or 8 months in for us at this point. It usually takes about a year for a guy to get established, so this is really going to be his breakout year, and him and Hero is going to be something special. Chris Hero is just awesome now too, by the way. I you know, people comment about the weight that he's put on, but it kind of he's like a classic Japanese heavyweight, and he's got that perfected right now, and it makes him unique and stand out, and his wrestling's better than ever. So we're lucky to have Chris Hero on these shows too. He's a huge part of what we're doing WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that one. Talk a little. I know you've had in the last year, it's been a while since we've talked to you on .NET. In the last year, you've kind of rethought how you've been booking Evolve, and talk a little bit about that change in philosophy and the new creative process that you take.
Well, you have to reinvent yourself all the time. I say this to the wrestlers all the time, and this is something I learned from Raven back in ECW. I was fortunate enough to be able to drive with Raven to a bunch of shows back in his heyday of when the Raven company or character really came in. And his whole thing was you always have to evolve, you always have to change yourself, and it can be a small thing. And like one example is he changed like the way that he dressed a little bit, or he changed his hair, or he stopped doing one move and add another move or something. But it's just little evolutions and just something to keep changing it up, so you're not doing the same thing year after year. And I mean, if you look at the guys who've been around for decades, I mean, they've undergone some rapid changes, but also some subtle ones. And like guys like Undertaker and Shawn Michaels and Triple H and Kane and those guys who have really had long runs have always evolved as well. So it's something you have to do, and I always tell that to the guys. You know, you can't just get dependent on doing the same moves and doing the same thing. Bryan Danielson was probably the best of doing that on the indies. If you noticed, during my time with ROH, he'd always have his little sabbaticals, but he'd come in and have a run with us, and then he'd take a little sabbatical for one reason or another. And every time he came back, he'd come back with something different, whether it be the robe or the beard, or he'd drop a few moves and add a few things. You know, I remember the airplane spin coming in, and then one time he came back and he started doing like those MMA elbows and everything. So and he'd stop doing some things, you know. So that's an example right there. So the same thing has to happen with my booking, you know. I sat down and I was kind of looking at it, and I'm like, well, I'm kind of doing the same format over and over again. You know, it's got to change, and also we need something to make us stand out. We need something to be distinctive. So the idea that we're doing right now with Evolve is we've cut down the number of wrestlers we've booked. We've cut down the number of matches. Now, on the surface, you're saying, well, you know, they're giving us less. But the idea is, number one, to have the best iPay-per-view friendly product that we can. Now, if you're watching something on your TV or your laptop or I mean, you know, streaming or whatever, you don't want to sit through an intermission.
Never.
You know, pay-per-views don't have intermissions. You don't want to sit through useless matches. You also don't want to sit there for 4 or 5 hours, you know? So we've cut it down to where we've had about 6 matches per show, and they all mean something. They all have time to develop. They all stand out, and there's no throwaway matches on the show. That's the basic. That's you don't always nail that, but that's the basic idea of it. So there's no filler in the shows. The one staple of mine was I'd always book too many guys, and then we'd have like a 4-way or a 6-way spot fest, and they'd be fun, and the crowd would pop for them, but everyone would forget about them 2 minutes after they happened. The result never meant anything, and it was like junk food, you know. It tasted good when it happened, but then it just adds bloat to you, and it's, you know, there's no long-term effects of it. So we've stopped having those. We now really concentrate on singles matches, and again, where they all mean something. Now, the other big change is I started looking at where we can stand out as well, and you look at the wrestling landscape now, and it seems like there's like a match of the year like every other week at this point. You know, I mean, New Japan's putting on 5-star matches all the time. You know, Ibushi's out of this world at this point. You know, ROH is having great matches. PWG's having great matches. I mean, there's great matches like everywhere right now. I mean, TNA just had, you know, I hear everyone talking about that Rockstar Spud versus Ethan Carter match.
Which who would have expected that to be great?
Yeah, and but, you have Lucha Underground getting buzzed, you know. So it's like, to me, it's like every other week there's a match of the year, and everyone goes, oh, this is awesome, it's a match of the year, and everyone forgets about it. Now, that's a huge shift from where things were like 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you'd have a match of the year, and ProWrestling.net or something would write it up like, this is the match of the year, and you'd move like a crap load of DVDs, you know, and it would stick. Now it doesn't seem to stick anymore. It seems like people will still watch it, you know, once or twice or whatever, and then they're done with it, and 2 weeks later there's another match of the year. So the whole match of the year and 4- and 5-star matches, it doesn't mean nearly as much as it meant 10 years ago. So how do you counter that? You still want to have the best matches possible, but now I kind of like our shows to be seen as a collective of the whole show, from the opening bell to the main event. Where instead of it's just a bunch of individual matches that kind of happen together and are formatted in a way that hopefully builds a card, instead our whole entire show is one big movie, or it's one big picture, it's one big collective, and that's what we're trying to sell now, and that's a difference. So the basic idea is we cut down some time on the shows. You're still getting 2.5 hours or so, two to three hours, depending on the show. But everything means something. Every match means something, has a purpose, and we're going for the collective. And when by the time you're done watching our show, which I see this in a lot of our reviews now, and anybody out there who says they don't read the reviews is lying. but, you know, you don't let them influence you, but it's important to pay attention. But I see this in all our reviews now as people say, wow, that show flew by in the best way, or I was never bored during the show, or nothing dragged. And it was just a fun watch from beginning to end, and I saw great wrestling from beginning to end. And that's what we're going for right now. And I feel that it's really set us apart and given us something unique. And, you know, it's been going on for a few months now, and I see it really beginning to catch on and beginning to gain momentum. So hopefully we can continue that in San Jose.
Yeah, so final question. There's the traditional six-man tag that started in the Ring of Honor days with bringing Dragon Gate talent in. It continued through DG USA, and now Mercury Rising has the six-man tag scheduled. I saw you post on your Facebook that it may be an all-woman six-man tag this year.
Yeah, that's an exciting idea. Yeah, it's something different. Well, the other idea, too, as I just mentioned, the idea behind Evolve is that format I just mentioned, but WWN Super Show is something you want to do a different format to set that apart, too. And, again, we have Aries and Strong as part of setting that apart. But we're also going to have more matches, and we're going to include Shine on that and feature the women on that show. And the basic idea there was, of course, the six-man tradition. It started with ROH with the Dragon Gate guys. And then the Dragon Gate guys, we branched off into DGUSA, and that right now is in hibernation. So there's no DGUSA. Last year, we kind of overcompensated by doing the tournament. So this year, we're kind of looking to go in a completely different direction and wipe the slate clean while keeping the tradition going. And the best way to do that is feature the awesome women of Shine. And Shine Wrestling has really taken off. It's been a huge asset to the WWN Live family and a huge part of WWNLive.com, featuring the serious women, athletic women, all women shows, and pay-per-views. So we're going to showcase them with that six-man this year, or six-woman. So we keep the tradition of the six-person tag going on this year, but with a completely different slant and completely different faces and athletes in it, and kind of wipes the slate clean with it, and then we can begin and continue the tradition next year in a different way. You know, I will say the initial idea was we were going to go in a crazy direction and do some sort of crazy hardcore match for the six-man this year, and then from there we had another idea where we were going to do a Generation Next reunion against Ronan, which has been kind of Johnny Gargano, Chuck Taylor, and Rick Swann, and we were trying to get that together, but that didn't work out. And then we said, you know what, let's just go in a completely different direction. Let's showcase Shine, which is a huge important part of WWNLive.com, and let's give these women a chance to tear the house down and make the show totally different and totally change things up this year. And that's where the whole concept came in, to do that in the WWN Super Show.
And it's a really cool idea, and it gives them a nice spotlight on that super show that hopefully a lot of eyes will be on. Tell us again where we can order those shows, and as we close out, where we can find you on the Twitter to tell you how the stream is.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? It's funny. I see people make fun of that, like, oh, how's the stream?
No, that's customer
everything.
Service.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is there a different term I should be using? If there's a different term, tweet me at Book It Gabe. But, I mean, I pride myself on the fact that I am running a show, and I am on Twitter making sure everything's going smoothly at the same time, which is taking advantage of the technology and the fact that you can get that instant feedback, which is amazing. I remember, you know, back in the day, like you'd have to wait till the next day when the reports would come out. And I'm talking, you know, just in my ROH days and everything. And now you're getting that instant feedback, so you might as well take advantage of that and make sure everything's working right and be proactive about it. That's the main thing to me, is instead of waiting for somebody to come to you with a problem, be proactive and put yourself out there and face it. Don't run away from it. You know, I stand there with my chin out on Twitter, which, I mean, it's not doing in person, but I put my chin out on Twitter during the show and say, hey, how's things going? If things aren't going right, let me see what I can do to help. So I greatly pride myself on that. So you can find me at Book It Gabe on Twitter, WWN Live Experience, Evolve Thursday night, March 26th on Opposed. So if you don't plan on going to any of their shows, you can go see the whole crew there on that Thursday night. Friday, we got Evolve in the afternoon, so you can make that a doubleheader with ROH and NXT, or we have King of Indies at night, and then late night, we have Kaiju Big Battle. And Saturday, we got Shimmer at noon. Then that's going to be followed by WWN Super Show. And that's going to be followed by the second night of King Indies, which features Ultimo Dragon versus Juventud Guerrero. So I look forward to just sitting in the crowd and watching that one and seeing how that unfolds. And you can watch all of those. You can be there in person. Go to WWNLive.com for building and ticket info. It's at the Santa Clara Fairgrounds, just a few minutes from all the WrestleMania activity. You can also go to DGUSA.tv. for more info on Evolve and on the Evolve events. And you can go to you can pre-order all the live eye pay-per-views now at WWNLive.com. Again, that's WWNLive.com. And if you pre-order before the day of the show, you save $5. So go get your tickets or join us on live eye pay-per-view. Check out one of the events or all the events. But one way or another, you know, we hope you'll give us a shot and join us for something. It's going to be a huge weekend for us, and we're pulling out all the stops. I'm greatly looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I will be at the Mercury Rising Super Show, so if you see me, say hi, and, you
definitely,
know,
definitely
say hi to you.
Make sure you stop me and say hello.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Gabe, for joining me today, and have a good week, and happy WrestleMania week, everyone.
I appreciate it, and I also thank everybody out there for giving us a listen. So, you know, shoot me some feedback if you want at Book It Gabe. Thank you very much.